Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Kev. Chillin' as you jab. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dawg. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
The next people let me so you can point your fucking fingers. I say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Father Time was good, dog.
What's cracking, man? It's time for some intimate encounters, man.
Is that what it do?
That's what time it is, dog. It's intimate encounters night.
Okay, for sure. Well, shit, nigga, let's go and get this on the poppin'. Take this out, man. I'm going to ask the question right now. I'm going to ask you before anybody get on. Can a woman think like a man? I know we got the book. We got Steve Harvey, got the movies, and Think Like a Man in the book, Think Like a Man and all this shit. But do you really think a woman can think like a man?
Nope. I don't think so.
My brother.
It's like this, dog. If she ain't walked in a man's footsteps, she can't think like him, man.
Exactly.
You have to be a man to think like a man. You know what I'm saying?
My point exactly. I agree with you, homie. Man, you don't agree about too much on this show, but I agree with you 110%. There's no motherfucking way a woman can think like a man. Now, and this is the thing that gets me, is that don't state the obvious and think you're thinking like a man. Hell, that's not thinking like a man. Hell, you stating the obvious. Okay.
Right.
Perfect example. Okay, we got my man Wick on the line.
Yeah, bring him in, man.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, fellas?
What's good, Father Time? What's good, Cass?
Oh, man.
What's cracking, man?
We on this kind of woman really coming like a man.
Just hey, before we get off into that, man, your little girl getting big, dude. I saw the pic.
Why, thank you, man. Yes, she is, man. I embarrassed the shit out of her ass in there. She didn't know I was coming, man.
Oh, they looked at your face and just automatically got embarrassed.
Oh, hey, at least I can make cute babies.
Yeah, well,
at least I make cute babies.
I don't knock that, dude. That was a beautiful, you got a beautiful baby.
Well,
yeah,
thank
she's getting
you,
big,
well,
too.
Thanks.
For the last time
yes,
I seen her, she got big as hell.
Okay,
well,
man.
You, fellas. But what y'all talking about?
This concept that a woman thinks that she can think like a man.
Oh, no way.
I agree. We adapt. Okay, is this Mother Nature we got on the line? Mother Nature, is this you?
Yes.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Last night you were talking bad to me because your little man wasn't on the phone and I said something about him.
What?
Yeah, I heard that shit.
Yeah, I ain't scared.
But anyway. You need somebody new.
Yeah,
fuck out of here. I'm irreplaceable, motherfucker.
Pull your weight, motherfucker. But anyway, let's get back to it. Can a woman think like a man?
Can a woman think like a man? Yeah.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you do that, bring in, is that your name?
Yeah, that's the name. I'm bringing it in now. Janine, what's good?
Hello.
Hey baby. No, your baby already on there. Go on.
I was trying to give her the greeting, man. She wanted the greeting last night, so I thought I'd give it to her tonight.
No. We passed you now.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, everybody.
We got two women on the phone. Come on,
right.
Man. Give it to them.
All right, now, Jadine, I will just ask Mother Nature, do you believe a woman can think like a man?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. One in our cap. One feather in our cap. Now, Mother Nature.
Huh?
What
so
makes
far,
you...
for the one. For the one, bruh. For the one.
What makes you think that you can think like a man?
It just depends on in certain aspects, not on everything, because you can think like a woman. It's about you putting yourself in another person's place.
But see, that's the thing. How can you put yourself in a man's place when you cannot be a man?
It just depends on what the aspect is. But not in all aspects, no.
Okay, well, give me one aspect where you think you could think like a man.
It just depends upon the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's get a situation going. All right, here's the situation. All right, you ready?
Hold on. Bring in that caller right quick, man, before you give up the situation.
Oh, that's Waylo. Hey, Waylo.
What's good, motherfucker, y'all?
Hey, Waylo. Say it ain't so.
Hey, Waylo.
I think his call dropped by accident. He was ready to cuss us out so bad. Oh, there you go. You right back.
My bad. Hold on, hold up.
Hey, wait, look. What's happening, my man? What's going down?
My ass. What's good? Motherfucker.
How was your Sunday, man? What'd you do?
It ain't so, wait, look. Say it ain't so.
No, what'd you do on Sunday, man? Y'all didn't get the whole goddamn story. That motherfucker lied through her teeth. She didn't even call me.
Hey, man,
really?
I'm just telling you, in fairness, we're going to give you a chance to air your side out because, you know, she did you bad, man. She did you real bad.
Real bad. I heard a little snippet of it when y'all hung up the phone. Y'all was talking shit.
You got them audio machines like 20 minutes long, dude.
But that gotta be
That's the longest ass machine ever.
Shit, I'm a businessman.
Hey.
Now you wanna hear everything. How many verses is that, man?
Hold on, y'all, for a second, man. I gotta hear his side of the story. Wait, look, give me your side, man. What happened?
My side of the story is I took my daughter to her godmother's crib. I sat around all day Sunday. I ain't get no phone call, no text message. I ain't get shit. No call, no show.
So what you saying is that LaFonda, she was bullshit. She really didn't call you.
Oh, my mama, she ain't call me.
Okay. I mean, because she's clumsy.
Oh, your mama,
mama,
man.
She was
oh, your mama. Because I said, wait, though, I knew it wasn't possible. Say it ain't so.
Hell no, it ain't so.
All right, well, hold
bullshit on. Running a marathon. She must got a wheelbarrow of bullshit.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who is this?
Selena.
God damn, you call for more than enough.
That's a great thing right there, man. That's yours? Great thing, dude. No matter what, keep going.
Okay.
I was on our little show right now.
Wait, brother. Wait.
My fault. I ain't
even
see y'all.
All right. Check it out, y'all. All right. Well, my man Waylo said that it was some bullshit. So we're going to go through with this. Matter of fact, we're going to give her a little time to call. If she don't call, we're going to call her.
Damn right.
All right. So
yeah,
now
we need to call. Try to call me a clown. We talking about I ain't show up. That's some motherfucking bullshit.
Hey, Waylo, she actually wrote a poem about you called Fuck Waylo.
Yeah.
She wrote a poem about me called Fuck Waylo.
Yeah, Waylo.
This motherfucker here.
No, she wrote a poem about you.
That motherfucker scared. I'm going to have to fuck the shit out of her. Now she talking bullshit, writing poems of bullshit. What the hell?
This year, did she not write a poem about the band?
She wrote it. I heard it. She said it last night. Fuck Waylo.
That's the name of it, dog. I ain't bullshitting. That's the name of it. Fuck Waylo.
She said the name of this song, the name of this poem is called Fuck Waylo.
Wow. Straight up.
Archive the show. Archive last night's show. Now, did you or did you not hear me give her my number on air, and everybody know what my number is at on Sin City, so ain't no excuses.
All right, well, I mean, we're gonna give a little time to call.
Fuck that, then call her ass now.
That come on, Waylo. In all fairness, we gave you time to call yesterday. You ain't called in, so we got to give up.
No, that's because I had to make up for lost time on Sunday. Shit, y'all seen I put the pictures up on the swing, didn't you?
Nah.
Yeah, I put the pictures up on the swing on in my photos.
I don't know. I'm gonna have
some extra for the box.
I'm gonna have to check them out. But all right, y'all. Okay, Waylo, like I said, we don't give you a chance. I tell you what, we're going to give her 30 more minutes. Just like we did you, we're going to give her 30 more minutes. She ain't calling 30 minutes, we're calling her. Cool, that's cool, Waylo.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
We'll just call her. We'll just call her right after the song, man. Right after we play the song. As soon as the song is over, we dial her number, dog.
All right,
man. Be ready.
All right, but now back to what we said. Back to what we were talking about. Can a man, can a woman think like a man? All right, we got more than that.
She said, yeah, go to Selena. Selena ain't answered that.
I was about to get that, man.
Oh, all right. Let's keep it going, baby. Let's keep it going.
Damn, well, motherfucker get his old lady on the phone. He want to shout out his show. That's real slick to a motherfucker. But anyway, Selena, what's happening, baby?
What's happening?
Hey, can a woman think like a man?
Yeah, why not?
You think so?
I mean, in some aspects, yeah.
That's the exact same thing I just heard.
Yeah,
I'm
talking about an aspect. Okay, give me an aspect where a woman can think like a man.
I don't know how to word
it. You know what? We ain't gonna even put you on the spot. We gonna give y'all a situation and y'all tell us what we thinking.
All right.
How about that?
Okay. Do you want to go first, brother, or you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
All right. Mother Nature, Selena. All right, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, I've been dating y'all, or, you know, I've been dating either or. I mean, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. We've been dating for, let's say 2 months. 2 months. I mean, we've been kicking it strong, you know what I'm saying? And you come to me and you tell me you're pregnant. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that it's my baby. There's no doubt in my mind that it's my baby. And you tell me that you're pregnant. What am I thinking? I'm gonna start with Mother Nature.
Okay, we've been dating for 2 months, and
I mean, 2 months, we whatever y'all think you should be at 2 months. I mean, we ain't quite boyfriend and girlfriend, but we cool.
I don't doubt
it's not mine. I don't doubt that. I ain't even doubting that it's not my baby. So
right.
What am I thinking?
You don't want to have it.
Huh?
You don't want to have it.
Okay, I mean.
You. It's not like you're saying, okay, go get an abortion, but at the same time, you're like, oh, shit.
Okay, that's your answer. Selena,
uh-huh.
What's yours?
I would say you thinking I better show up ask my boss for that overtime.
Okay. That's both your answers, right?
Pretty much.
All right. Survey says.
Oh, you know what? I forgot we were thinking like a man. I'm sorry.
Now, do you want to hear the answer?
Yeah,
it depends upon the man. That's you. I don't know you. It depends on what man I
with. Whoa. I just gave you a scenario. Now, I'm going to give you the answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, we've been dating for 2 months. You know what I'm saying? We ain't boyfriend and girlfriend. And you come to me and say you pregnant. Well, now, my answer was, and actually, Mother Nature, you said this wouldn't be the answer, but my answer is, you ain't went to that abortion clinic yet?
Fellas,
am I wrong? Fellas, am I wrong?
But see, I'm thinking like the man that
and
I
you
was
can ask me.
No,
yeah, that's what we. I was gonna get that answer right.
Well, no, you said that you said that a woman can't think like a man. So we
right.
We
answer,
all that.
Okay, hold on, wait a minute. Okay, I would
answer,
be thinking like the man that I would be dealing with. Not
well, no, not
any
now,
average Joe Blow
that
man.
That
I would
ain't
be
what
thinking
I,
like the man that I'm dealing with. I would think like
well,
the man that I'm dealing with.
Hold on, y'all. You know what? I'm giving you the answers that a man would not really want to say, but this is what he's thinking. I'm giving
that's
you the real
true.
Answer.
Hold on, y'all.
LaFonda just got on the line. Hey, LaFonda.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much.
Okay, now, LaFonda, we got my man waiting on the line, but we're not. Hold on before you say anything. We're doing a survey right now. Trust me, we're going to let y'all get to the gritty, nitty details because, yeah, it's some shit been said. So we're gonna get to that. But right now, we're doing
okay,
a
survey.
This shit better than the Muhammad Ali Frazier fight, man. I'm waiting on it.
Right, y'all got to get knocked out. What are you talking about? I told you, Oklahoma City and Miami fucking game. He's gonna get knocked out in like four games. Hold on, now. Now this is like a boxing match. You just said it. We just like a boxing match. We can't give y'all the main event in the beginning of the show. Y'all gotta wait till towards the end to see what's gonna happen. So stay tuned.
Oh, wow.
All right, now. All right. Okay.
What's lady, survey about?
Can a woman think like a man?
Yes, a woman can.
Okay. You believe that too?
Yes, a woman can. A woman in certain ways. Wait a minute, wait. A woman can in certain ways.
Oh, my fault. I sneezed. My fault.
Okay.
I said in certain ways, she can think like a man, because if you was raised by a man will teach you how to think like a man, and that's just real talk.
Okay. I mean, and you know what I said? Like, hold on, baby, just calm down. You ain't got to get that hostile. We listening to you.
I got my phone on speakerphone.
Okay, well, I mean, we see we got sunshine on here, too. And, I mean, you know, I don't believe that you can think like a man, but okay.
So,
you say what?
I say know a man, but hey, think like a man.
I mean, just because you're around a man and you was brought up by a man, that's just like people be like, I grew up with brothers and all that. How many of you motherfuckers still got fucked over by that same motherfucker that act like your brother? Why? Because you wasn't thinking like a man. You probably wasn't thinking like a man.
Have you ever heard the saying that a lot of women have never got caught cheating because what? Every man bitches him on.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
moved on to find her. Cause, hold on for a sec. All right. I'm going to give the ladies a situation. And y'all tell the fellas, don't say nothing. Y'all tell me what I'm thinking. All right?
Okay.
All right. Ladies, if I invite you over to my crib and you bring one of your friends with you, what am I thinking?
You want to bring some.
I'm going to start with Janine. Janine, what am I thinking? You come over to the crib, but you bring your girl, and I'm by myself. What am I thinking?
Can I hit both of them?
Okay. All right. Sunshine, what am I thinking?
Damn, why the fuck she bring this bitch?
All right. Okay, LaFonda, what am I thinking?
Bring some.
Selena?
You take this shit, and she ain't fucking, I'm fucking with her first.
Okay.
You don't have me,
Mother,
I think.
All right. Mother Nature, what am I thinking?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I say, what am I thinking?
Oh. What did you bring the friend for?
Okay. Now, I have to disagree with all you ladies.
Survey
number one. Number one.
I knew you was
gonna
say that.
Hold on, listen. I'm gonna tell y'all what guys are thinking. If we invite you over and you bring your friend over, the first thing we thinking is these bitches ain't finna drink up all my shit.
That's what we think.
No, you
got to
go.
That's what we think.
Great answer.
I ain't finna drink up all my drink.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I got another one for you.
Smoke
all my shit.
Right.
All right. I got another one for the ladies.
All right. You didn't say nothing about liquor or weed or nothing like that.
Y'all said y'all could think like a man.
No, you
don't have to know the situation then. Our situation changes.
We move it to the next question. Y'all got that one wrong.
Okay,
we move it to the next question. Okay,
I was gonna say half the scenarios and then go say what we think.
Hey, we ain't thinking. Are you, shit, we thinking like
okay,
that.
Okay.
Okay. Next scenario.
If I met you,
and you got three kids. What am I thinking? I'm gonna start with Selena. Selena, what you thinking? What am I thinking?
This bitch fertile. This bitch fertile as hell.
Okay, LaFonda, what am I thinking?
Damn, I wonder how many baby daddies she got.
Okay. Sunshine, what am I thinking?
You ain't finna run up in a row.
Okay. Janine?
But you said you met somebody and she got three kids?
Right, she got three kids. What am I thinking?
Oh, where they daddy at?
I ain't gonna be fucking with some bad ass kids. I don't know. Shit.
Okay. Mother Nature, what am I thinking?
I'm gonna hit this and I'm moving on.
Okay. Survey says. Now, I'm going to tell you the first thing I'm thinking. You got three
she
kids.
Fucking already.
Hey, I know she's sucking dick. She better not act like she ain't giving up no head.
Oh, my God.
She better
not
act like she ain't giving up no head.
Let me say this. Just because you're saying our answer's wrong doesn't mean that, you know, what you say is boss stuff, even though you are a man.
Look, we took a survey.
We took a survey.
I'm just saying, she did a man a thing. That's all.
I'm just saying though. Just because you say it's right don't make me right.
Okay, all right, Selena, but this is my show, so yes it do.
You heard what I said though.
I'm just saying,
if you hear what I said.
I heard what you said, but anyway.
Hey, all right.
We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening? What's up? Who is this?
This is Southern Lovin. What's up? What's going on? I was going to make a comment on that question you said about what is a man thinking if she he came and was dealing with a chick with three kids? The first thing I think a man would say, well, she got some fire ass pussy. That's what I'm thinking he's going to be thinking.
Okay, okay, okay. Survey says. Hey, I'm sorry. Now, fellas, am I wrong? Now, we got fellas on the phone. Waylo, am I wrong what I'm thinking?
No.
Okay, I'm going to ask my man B-Dub. B-Dub, am I wrong what I'm thinking?
Shit, first thing I'm thinking is, do this bitch got any walls? Shit.
Five.
She might have some. She might have some fat ass kids. She might not have no bottom in that motherfucker.
Okay, you know what? I V no, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. I ain't
hell. Oh my god.
Okay, you saying it's trifling, but we saying it with me and things.
You ain't gotta get on that. I'm saying it's trifling. That's all.
I know, baby. Ain't mad at it.
All right. All right, now, ladies,
y'all not winning in this. First of all, you never asked me what I think, so.
I'm sorry, first round. I'm sorry I didn't get to you, but I'm pretty sure your ass would have been. So.
Hell, I wasn't even talking about that part. When you was asking them, can a woman think like a man? She possibly can, some man somewhere in the world, but she's not going to have the exact thoughts of every man.
That's pussy-putting around the question.
Right, okay. Now, what's
the pussy-putting around the question.
All right, now we're going to go to one more question. We're going to go to another question.
Wait, shut up. Why nobody talking to you?
Look, wait, they lose. He's upset. They lose. Hey, all right, I'm going to give y'all easy. I'm going to give y'all a real easy one. If I took you home to meet my mother, what am I thinking? I'm going to start with, okay? Hold on. I'm going to start with Sunshine. If I took you home to meet my mother, what am I thinking?
You take somebody home to meet your mama.
What am I thinking?
She was over there cracking up.
I couldn't even tell you what you're thinking on that one, because that was a new one to me.
If a dude take a chick home to meet his mama, more than likely, okay, she's a married hero. I can see myself with her.
Okay.
Hey, why you doing this? Too many things you want to ask.
Not necessarily, because it depends on how.
That's the question,
it depends on how he introduced you.
Okay, hold up. Everybody can't talk at once. Now, everybody can't talk at once. Now, I'm going to get to who I'm going to get to you. Now, Sunshine, your answer, you said you really ain't got an answer for that one, right?
Yeah, I said it depends on how you introduce her.
Okay, I introduce you. Hey, Mom, this is Sunshine. This is my mother.
Ah, that ain't shit.
Okay. LaFonda, since you're so eager to answer the question, if I take you home to meet my mama, what am I thinking?
I'm listening.
You said what?
I said if you take somebody home to meet your mama, it don't matter how you introduce them. As long as you don't say this is my friend, then you either think she marriage material or you want to see what your mama thinks.
Okay. Selena, if I take you home to meet my mama, what am I thinking?
I hope mama don't call her the chick name that I brought over here the night before.
Right.
That's a good damn answer. I ain't gonna need to lie to
you. That's a good ass answer.
They gotta be in the top two. Dude. That's in the top two, right?
Okay. Janine, if I take you home to meet my mama, what am I thinking?
I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe you hope I don't say too much.
Okay. Southern loving. I'll take you on to meet my mama. What am I thinking? Okay, well, at least you're honest. At least you're honest. Mother Nature, if I take you home to meet my mama, what am I thinking?
You just took me home to meet your mama.
So you had no answer?
No, I didn't say I didn't have no answer. That is my answer. It don't mean nothing special. It ain't nothing different than the woman before. It ain't nothing special.
Okay. All right. Am I missing anybody? I don't want to miss nobody. I don't want to miss no women. Did I miss any women?
You are good. Survey says what?
Hell no. Everybody's not wrong.
Hold on. Wait a minute. First of all, let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of y'all came close. You, on the other hand, LaFonda, I'm not taking you home because you marriage material. I'm taking you at home because you thinking that I'm thinking that. Okay, if I take her home to meet my mama, she going to think that she's dumb. So I know I'm going to beat this tonight.
In other words, I can't take you to my house. I'm sorry, y'all. My bad. Okay, now hold on. We gotta go to our fellas.
Wait, no, am I lying?
Nah, you ain't lying.
All right, is my man B Dub still on here? B Dub, am I lying?
Nah, you right about that one, man.
I
would say the bitch would be my mama. If she meet my homeboys, then she feel comfortable. But I ain't take you to be my mama, shit.
Okay, alright.
Thank you.
That's if you can't get the hotel.
Every dude not gonna take you home to go meet his mama unless he see a future with you. There's no way in hell. I don't even know no dude who has took me home to meet his mama and it went nothing like that. Really?
I could call my mama right now. She'd ask her how many people she done met. She'd be like, boy, don't call me with that madness. I don't know shit.
Trifling.
Wow.
Point of it was think like a man. We like thinking like some dog ass niggas.
I said it. Thinking about all the mamas she didn't met. Like, this motherfucker did not like me.
I give a damn. I already know what it is. I don't give a damn shit.
All right, check this out.
Baby girl, as long as you get yours off.
Pretty much.
All right, check this out. We're going to go to one more, then we're going to go to a song. All right,
And after the song, we're gonna let Waylo and LaFonda tell us what the hell happened.
That's
Waylo's
fault.
The Waylo.
Hold on. Wait till after the song, y'all. After the song.
Fuck that song.
Damn.
You're fine, Waylo. That ain't so, bro.
All right, here's the next scenario for the ladies. All right, ladies, if I offer you a drink and then you ask for another one, what am I thinking? We're going to start with Southern Loving. What am I thinking? If I offer you a drink and you ask for another one, what am I thinking?
She going home with me.
Okay, she said she going home with
me. Okay, Janine, what am I thinking?
Yeah, you gonna give me some for this drink.
They're my damn good apples. I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. They're my damn good apples.
That's the one number two. That's gonna be a close number two.
Sunshine, what am I thinking?
Damn this bitch greedy.
Damn, that's pretty goddamn good.
LaFonda, what am I thinking?
Since I just experienced this, I'm going to get this bitch fucked up and fucked the shit out of her.
Oh, wow.
Selena, what am I thinking?
Pretty much what everybody else said. This bitch greedy.
Okay.
Buy me a drink. The way y'all thinking, buy me a drink, bitch.
Right.
Okay. Mother Nature, what am I thinking?
I ain't buying you another drink.
Take over, man.
Okay. All right. Take this out, y'all. All right. Survey says... I got to get y'all that one. I can't even go against y'all. I can't go against y'all on that one. Y'all gave some damn good
ass.
I can't even go against y'all on that one. God damn.
All right,
fellas, can we go against them on them answers? I'm going to start with you, Wick. Can we go against them? Wick, can we go against them? We could start playing that damn game.
No, Waylo, I said that was top two answers, man. You can't go against them.
All right, Waylo, can we go against them?
Yes. All right, this is some good answers, but I learned that you take a drink out of their drink before you give it to them. Give them a half cup.
B Dub, can we go against them? Break a bitch college. That's what I learned too. Take a little couple swigs at that thing.
Right.
But man, hold on. Now, I guess I can't really give y'all the full line. I can't give y'all the full credit. I'll give y'all half credit for that one. Because the evening is talking about they take the swigs out the drink before they even give it to you. You
got
to taste it and say it's strong. Okay. So now, have we learned anything today, children?
Hell no. Yeah, Wick is a damn dog. That's what I learned today. That's exactly what I learned today. Wick is a damn dog.
Damn, Wick.
You gonna call me a dog? Wick, you ain't
no dog.
I heard this saying so many times before. You need a woman to lie on your ass. Because they said all the
time. Yeah, maybe I do.
Woman to say,
and I'm waiting on that one woman. I'm waiting on her. I just ain't found her because I might be that tame dog. I'm not a dog. I'm a wolf, baby. There's a difference.
Check this out. And a full-fledged member of the wolf pack, might I add.
Yes, sir. Around wolf.
Hold on, dog. Wait, really? He's a baby wolf in training.
How do you know what that man is?
I'm a lone wolf, baby. You don't want to mess with this wolf. But you really don't. I'll change your stand on everything. I don't stand nothing up. Only thing I stand up is, oh, never mind. I'm going to leave that alone.
Do I need to
I'll make you stand up, though. Don't mess. What she say? I didn't hear that.
All right. Now, well, check this out, y'all. We're going to go to our
I'm
old...
I'm out the archive. I'm out the archive,
go,
that one.
We're going to go to our old school joint of the day. We're going to go to our old school joint of the day. This is...
That
hey, this
not
is,
be MKG either, 8 Mile.
Nah. This is Father Time. Father Time picked this one out. This is his
back,
song.
Man. I'm back.
Okay, I was gonna go to the song, man. I was gonna tell Mother Nature that you might want to pay attention to this song. I think he's trying to say something in his message, man. This is just me. But
what? I'm gonna go to the song, and I mean, cause you know he had been on this show for a while. I don't know if it's somebody on the show he's sending this out to, but hey, we're gonna go to the song, and hey, we be back.
If we found out it could mess up both our happy home, I hate to think about all meeting up together. As soon as I look at you, it will show my face. Yeah. Then they'll know that we've been loving each other. We can never know.
Get to this main event right now. This is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna do. Waylo.
Yes, sir.
LaFonda.
Yeah.
All right, now my man Waylo said
that you was bullshit.
You know I wasn't.
Hold on. I don't want to have to put you on mute, but I will if I got to. I mean, I'm going to referee this thing. Well, man, Waylo said that he sat there, he took that. You know what, Waylo, I'm going to let you explain it. Explain what happened, Waylo.
Make a long story short, I didn't get no phone call, no text message, and I didn't get shit.
I don't have your telephone number. I told you, I said that on the show. I inboxed your
ass.
Oh,
my goodness.
I said that on the show.
Now, we all know. We all know all you got to do is go to SinCity.Screws.com. Waylo got his number and everything on that. He told you to go there and get it.
No, he didn't.
And he said it on the show.
I said, Deuces, I got to go to work. So I didn't hear nothing else after that.
You were still on the phone.
Yeah,
no,
you were still on the phone.
You were still on the phone.
Really?
Yeah,
really.
Really.
My number
two.
Everybody know my damn number.
I don't.
Shut your ass.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
No, the church can't say amen because you know.
Hell no.
I'm calling your motherfucking bluff. I'm off tomorrow.
Well, shit. I got my daughter tomorrow, so you SOL.
I mean, he can't do it tomorrow. Now, he gave you the date, but now you...
No, I gave him a date. He didn't give me no date.
All right, but the man said he was at home. Now, everybody... And here go the bad part. You got on him, you did him bad last night.
Hey,
you did
I heard
bad.
You wrote a motherfucking poem talking about fuck Waylo. How the hell? Now, you should be saying
Waylo.
Really to
no,
that bullshit.
No, I'm about fucking you. Really? I wrote a poem about fucking you. I
was talking about fucking you.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what y'all said. Y'all said fuck Waylo.
Yeah, exactly. You want to fuck Waylo.
Oh, I thought you said fuck Waylo.
Yeah,
no,
that's what you said.
I wrote a poem
about fucking you. Anyway, like I said, my number is sincity.spruce.com. All my information is up there.
Well, I don't have your information. You.
Oh,
I have everything. I don't have Sin City page no more because they keep on deleting the shit out of it.
I'm glad I'm not the prosecutor because I'm starting to doubt my case now.
And I'm on Facebook.
I'm just saying.
24 hours a day, you be on Facebook.
I saw a witness change in my story. What the hell?
We're going to get to a verdict soon. But now, okay.
Ain't no damn verdict. She gives me shit. No call, no show.
I got the twice. I got the proof.
Hold on. Wait.
I
am
twice in my messenger.
All right, now, LaFonda.
What?
All right, now. You said that you inboxed him twice, right?
Yep.
What did you inbox him? Sin City, Facebook, Twitter? Facebook?
Mama, I don't have a Twitter.
I'm just asking, baby. I'm just asking.
LaFonda, you need a lawyer. LaFonda, you need a lawyer. I'm going to help you out. I'll check, Your Honor. Them questions shouldn't be asked right now.
You need a lawyer,
LaFonda. I'm telling you, because you digging yourself deeper and deeper. Let me be your lawyer. I'm going to help you out.
Wick, overruled.
You're overruled. Okay.
You're overruled.
You got to answer that question. On Facebook, and y'all can check my inbox.
Excuse
me, honey. Your client is talking too much. She got to answer the question now. You overruled me. So she got to ask the question.
Wick, one more outburst, I'm going to hold y'all fucking tip now.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir.
All right, now, LaFonda.
Okay.
You said you bought the bottle of beer. Nah.
No, you done fucked up, right?
All right. You said.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I cannot defend in this clan anymore. Oh, conflict of interest. I'd like to step down at this moment, and she needs a new lawyer. Oh, conflict of interest. I'm sorry. I can't defend this.
Now, we're going to go down like we always do. We're going to be fair about this. Wick, you said you stepped down as a lawyer, right?
Oh, yeah. I can give my opinion now because I told her she needed a new lawyer. I'm contrary to interest. I'm sorry. I'm contrary
okay.
to interest.
All right, now, Wick. Wick, do
guilty. I'm before you even ask. Guilty. Guilty. Anger.
Okay, all right. Now we're going to go to Mother Nature. Mother Nature. Who was wrong, Waylo or LaFarza?
What inbox did you put it in, LaFonda? Because you said you put it in the intel.
My Facebook goes straight to my cell phone.
And mine do too, really?
Remember, I'm saying that's my lawyer. Guilty. Guilty.
Guilty.
Okay, now we go down to Sunshine. What do you think? Who was in the wrong? Sunshine, who was in the wrong?
I don't know. It was a lack of communication everywhere.
Oh, okay.
People weren't listening.
This is the type of motherfucker that's going to keep a hung jury. This is where we won't go home.
Yeah, it only takes one for the hung jury.
Now we're going to be in here for a week. That's the Sunshine. All right. Janine, what's happening?
Well, Waylo, do you have her number?
No.
Huh?
Nope.
Oh, no.
I ain't got her number.
Well, I think you just didn't want to get done. That's what they're saying for me.
Okay.
Nah, I was dressed.
Well, you was on the air, and you heard me give my number out.
Contact somebody that knows the number if it was going to go down like that.
I feel you. Okay. All right,
now I'm not sure trying to get out of here, and you going towards us. I'm going to say this. Is it his fault that she didn't listen, that he gave his number on the show? I'm trying to get out of here before 3 weeks. Is it his fault? You know what I'm saying? Is it his fault that she didn't listen because he said his number on the show? That's why I quit being her lawyer. I know the evidence.
It's not for their fault, because they both should have. Both should have made sure they got each other's number.
So I got off. Y'all know I get off early. Every time I'm on here, I get off early because I got to go to work.
Okay.
If it don't fit, you must quit. All
right.
Hey, we need the verdict, man. It might be a hung jury for that one motherfucker. Somebody needs to assassinate that motherfucker. Hung jury. I can't be here for weeks. I gotta go back to work. I already paid $25.
I think I'm ready to render my decision.
Oh Lord.
Well, nah. Mr. Waylow.
Wait, you forgot to all stand up for the animal cast? All right, y'all can sit down now.
Mr. Waylow, I do believe that you did give your number out, and I do know for a fact that your number is on sincity.spruce.com, and I know for a fact that it is on Facebook also. So, with that being said, that LaFonda, I think you were wrong. And I think that you didn't really want to get it. I don't know what your reason was, but I got to hold you guilty. Now, I got to
think. You're guilty of not giving the pussy up.
Right.
She's a perjurer. She's a pussy perjurer. You gonna tell a nigga you wanna give him the pussy, give him the pussy and stop bullshitting. Shit.
Come back next week and
we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? 651. Guess they don't wanna play nothing.
Hey, you can't give a sentence out this week, dog. You got to give it to her next week.
All right. Well, yeah, because she got mad and hung up the phone.
That whack ass moose.
She got mad and hung up the phone.
That's that cricket.
I'm going to throw the sentence down anyway.
Hey, you might have to get some bounty hunters. You might go on the run.
Yeah, but now, Waylow, I sentence her to an hour or. I don't give a damn if you bust the letter or not. She still got to go. I sentence her to 1 hour of oral.
Hey, if the bounty hunter's looking for a little girl, shit.
Now, you can see your bounty hunter's looking for all you want. That's all you are.
Oh.
Wow.
Anyway.
So now, Waylow, do you feel redeemed?
Yeah, because I feel like that I got played. You know, I was a little tied up at the moment, figuratively speaking, and I didn't get a chance to call the show. And I knew what was going to happen. She was going to get on there and talk shit, talking about I was a no-call, no-show, when she was a no-call, no-show.
And I got to tell you,
And I got to tell y'all,
Waylow texted me. And, I'm going to be on this show prompt tomorrow. I'm going to be on the show prompt and early. So, hey, Waylow, I got to give it to you, man. You stood your ground. It was kind of iffy because, man, she even wrote a poem about you.
I guess.
She wrote a poem about fucking you, and you didn't show up. I mean, hey.
Oh, no. Like somebody said, if you're going to proposition somebody, go through with it. I ain't no desperate ass nigga. You search me out.
Okay. All right. Now that it's over, let me see what the jury really thinking. Zanine, what's really going on?
new evidence to the case right now. That's big evidence right there. I was already, you know.
She just didn't want to do it.
So you think she got scared?
Yeah.
So you figure at the last minute, you
it
say all night.
If you working or not, you start get it in before and after work and even during.
Hey. Hey.
When you want it.
Well, you work it, girl.
I agree with you 100%. And to me, can you clone yourself? I need about
oh,
three.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got LaFonda back.
Hell no. No. If I'm tired, I'm sorry. If I'm tired, I go days without sleeping. Shit, I have not even been to sleep today since I got off work.
Okay, well, LaFonda,
don't write a pussy check that you ain't going to cash.
Exactly. There you go,
Wiz.
Don't write a check that you're pushing ain't gonna cash. You've been sentenced to an hour of four.
I'm just saying.
This nigga, it's gonna be an excuse, and then y'all can blame it on me. Wait on, what's your number like right now?
219-293-5976.
5976.
Now she on peer pressure. It ain't gonna be as good as it was supposed to be, Wait Low. It ain't going to be that good now. Now it's peer pressure. It's peer pressure, dude. I wouldn't even go for it now. It's peer pressure now. It ain't going to be that good now. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Let me go back to mute.
All right, so, I mean, what you going to do? I mean, you didn't have this man sit there. Not only. He got to get the plan.
He might as well wait for me now because I'll be there this weekend.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Who was
up? Are you still being celibate?
You got the number. Hey, I mean, but at the same time, you still owe him for pain and suffering. I mean, he did go take his daughter elsewhere and all that. I mean, you owe the man.
She pissed me off talking about I'm his boy and shit. What the fuck they got to do with
hey,
me?
He needs to hear that. Hey, he needs to hear that poem. I say Waylo should hear the poem.
I think while giving head, she should recite it to you.
Wow, she doing
exactly.
You say what?
She trying to do that while she
next
doing.
Hey, man, she just
you know that humming feels better, you know.
Exactly. Why don't you catch on to what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew what you were saying, but dang, you. Oh my.
I'm just simply stating. That's all.
We know.
Look, Mother Nature, you got a problem with me. Cause you always got. I mean, you be going at me. You got problems with me.
You said you was gonna say something, baby. She been mad at you ever since.
Hey, you
better be glad lightning and shit just strike down on your ass, boy.
And I called her yesterday. I didn't speak on it, but I called her. She like you dusty motherfucker. I heard you all the way.
Hey, did you hear when you said how you doing, Mother Nation? Hey,
I said I'm gonna fire his ass.
know what? I was just fitting in like everybody else. I was just quiet. Now I'm just like everybody else. I can't be like everybody else.
Well, now, Mother Nature, let me ask you a question.
Ask away.
It's Father Time. He has to step away from the mic again.
Hey, before you ask that question, you know what? I'm mad. She's poking them aside. You can't hang. Hey, you need to. Hey, them motherfuckers crazy there.
What?
Leave them crazy motherfuckers alone.
Twice in 2 days, Mother Nature. He ain't on here. You don't hear him
talking.
Okay.
What about him being dog that? What's that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying. I mean, you calling me out my name and all that.
Did you call me out your name?
I heard you call me a dusty motherfucker with your dusty ass.
I did not call you a dusty motherfucker.
What you call me?
I just called you dusty. I didn't call you a motherfucker.
You say motherfucker. You just dusty.
I ain't not a bitch.
That's fucked up.
Hey, but if you don't quote me correctly. I didn't call you a motherfucker. I just called you dusty.
Dusty. Okay. Right.
That's just rude.
Rude to the motherfucker.
Right, I was rude than a motherfucker because my man's slacking. Because he's slacking. I get called out my man.
Wait a minute, hold on. It didn't have nothing to do with him. You were talking on me.
No, I wasn't. I said something about him. And you was like,
you was picking on me. You said something about me, and then you said something about him.
I ain't said nothing about you. And you said,
Mother Nature sound the same to her. If you talk about her man, you talking about her.
Well, I'm going to tell her man this.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Brad.
And that's that. He should have his ass on here.
he can stand up for himself, but you ain't picking on me.
Well, let him stand up for himself. Where he at?
When he come back, he will stand up for himself.
I didn't bother you not one time. You taking up for your man. That's what you was doing.
If I want to take up for him, I will. But at that time,
you
I will.
And
okay.
You did, Mother Nature.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, back to y'all corners. Back to y'all corners. That's round one right there. That's
good.
Back to y'all corners.
It's like a tag team match in this motherfucker tonight.
This is better than a UFC fight, dog. I'm telling you, I should have promoted this one.
We the undercard because that match got over too quick.
I had to put a night fight on. I didn't know that fight was going to end that fast.
Right, that fight ended too quick, so we the undercard. That's a damn shame.
What?
I ain't said nothing. You just trying to go at me. What?
You said that's a damn shame. I just said what?
What you need to be worried about is that song he played. That's what you need to be worried about.
I don't need to be worried about that song. See, that's what I mean. See how you thinking that? I don't need to be worried about that song. I am not concerned at all.
Hey, I was trying to hold the corners back, but hey, that was a low blow. Get him.
That's right, because the gloves got to come off now.
That went for me.
It's time to attack. No, it wasn't for you at all. It wasn't for you at all.
Exactly.
That's my whole point.
I'm not concerned.
You better tell him something.
I ain't got to tell him nothing. I already told you. I'm too possessive. I don't share.
Shit, why you think the song called Secret?
Again, I ain't worried.
It didn't say out and out lovers. It said Secret lovers.
if it was going to be a secret, it would be Janine.
Well, damn.
But they just friends.
Wait, I missed that. I didn't get that.
Oh, wow.
What is
secret?
It's gonna be you the secret.
Well, I got to be everybody's secret lover.
I don't know if Cass already mad at me because he think me and you fucking.
He got my picture hanging up for real, Donnie. Mother nature, he got my picture hanging up. Hell no, I'm down. You better unfriend the bitch. I'll see that picture with some old motherfucking tires. It's going to be a motherfucking problem.
It's just a picture of a titty and a nipple on the wall.
Unfriend that bitch. But, baby, that's your name. That's your name. I don't give a fuck who it is.
And you better not talk to her on the show either.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, bitch. Then she walk out the room and then come back and tell him.
I apologize for my outburst.
I feel so loved. I'm everybody's freaking lover.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Mother Nature like love my ass. I'm love to tell your ass something. You keep fucking with my old man like that. Hold up, y'all.
I apologize for my outburst.
We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
What's up, Ram?
Nothing too much.
Oh, man.
What y'all got going on tonight?
Oh, man. We didn't held court. We didn't did everything. My father been sentenced to get here for an hour.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, well, the last time I talked to y'all, I had found my aunt dead. 3 days later, my daddy died. That's why I called.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry to hear that, man. You got our condolences.
But anyway, I'm here, so what's happening tonight?
Well, you know what? We damn. Yeah, we were talking about women. Can a woman think like a man?
Yes, sir. Yes, she can.
Okay, you believe that. Well, we got a couple of minutes left, so, hey, if y'all don't mind, we're going to get Rev the little quiz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rev, question.
Shoot it.
We got a question for you, Rev.
Okay.
All right, if I took you home to meet my mama, what am I thinking?
If you took me home, you thinking that I'm the one. Because I'm going to tell you, this happened. My son don't bring nobody home. And actually, he's only brought one home, but one he brought to the shop. And I said, look here, let me tell you something. Do you know how to pick green? That was my first question. And she was like, yeah. I said, do you really? Because the reason why I'm asking you is because I ain't going to be in the kitchen doing all these things and you can't help me.
Okay, but now, you said that if he brought her home, it was because that he think that's the one, right?
Yeah, and he's only brought one home, and the one he's brought home, I didn't come to her like that. And you know,
okay,
and
well,
the reason why is...
Can we give you the answer?
Can you give me the answer, or can I give you the answer?
No, it's a question. We didn't do the survey, so we're going to tell you what survey said.
What survey say?
Survey says...
No, the reason why I didn't come to this girl that he brought me, that he brought home was he told me, he's like, Mom, she's just like you, and I ain't have nothing else to say.
Can we give you our answer now?
Get it.
Okay. He brought her home to me, too, because he knew that she was thinking the same thing. If I bring her to me,
see the mama, I must be special. You ain't special. You just somebody I want to fuck real bad.
No. You wrong. Because the minute you wrong. I'm gonna tell you right now, you wrong. Because the minute he brought that girl in the door, which wasn't about a month and a half ago, since I've been home, and I told her. I didn't tell him. I told her. I said, you know what? You must be special because he brought you home to me.
Oh yeah, he fucked up that night.
So be it.
I'm sorry, did he get something that night?
She don't know,
man.
He ain't gonna tell her. But yeah, he fucked up that night behind that.
I mean, yesterday he told me he said, Mom, I'm gonna break up with her.
What?
I said,
well,
I thought you liked it.
Hey, you ain't doing nothing. Two of them a point. More. Just prove my whole point.
I didn't prove your whole point.
Hold on, Rev.
You got to go to the next question, Rev.
I answered that question correctly. And you heard me when I answered it right.
Okay, well, we got to go to the next question.
I said she wasn't nothing special.
All right. Rev, we're going to go to the next question. You ready for the next question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask this one. If me and you were together, and we say we've been together, you know, we've been talking, fucking around for 2 months. Right, I mean, we don't go together, but, you know, we've been fucking around. And within two months, you came to me and said, I'm pregnant. Now, I do believe that this is my baby. I do believe this is my baby. Right?
Okay.
So now what am I thinking?
I don't know what you're thinking, but what I'm thinking is,
No, that's not the question, Rev. That's not the question. The question is, if you think like a man, what am I thinking?
I mean, you thinking it may be yours, it may be not.
No, I just stated that I believe it's mine. There's no doubt in my mind that it's my baby.
Well, I don't know what you're thinking, because I don't know what else you got going on.
Huh?
I said, I wouldn't know what you're thinking because I don't know what else you have going on.
I mean, we kicking it. We didn't kick it. We cool. I mean, everything is everything. I ain't been seeing nobody else. You ain't been seeing nobody else.
Okay, there's no way I can know what you're thinking. That's the powerfulness of thinking. Nobody knows what you're
exactly.
thinking.
That's the whole point we was making for this whole discussion. That's the best answer you gave, honey. I'm telling you, that's the best answer. You can't know what we thinking.
Hey, if any of y'all seen my pictures on Sin City, that tattoo on my chest explains it all. Phase is unknown. We never know what's going to happen.
Okay. All right. So, in other words, now what you're telling me is that you can't think like a man, right?
Yes, I can. All right.
So, what would a man be
telling
you?
You just contradict yourself. No, I didn't.
Because you can't think like a man. What'd you
all
say?
Right. Now, look. Listen to me, Rev. We're talking in the sense of that you're thinking like a man. You said you can think like a man.
Okay.
So now, what would a man be thinking?
A man will be thinking, shit, I don't know what she gonna do, but I know what I'm gonna do.
Okay, what is he gonna do?
She ain't gonna do shit, because that's what y'all do. Y'all don't do shit.
That's not... Rev,
you're going around the answer.
I mean, you got to give me an answer now.
That is the damn answer. Y'all don't do nothing, especially when it... I mean, nah, I can't say that about... Because I've heard y'all talking on the show, and I know...
We're trying to do the electric slide, baby. We're trying to we're doing the tango right now.
I came in at the last minute, and plus I've been drinking, so bear with me.
Okay. All right, Rev. All right, we're going to go to the next question. But just for the record, that, I mean, yeah, was
well,
wrong.
Buzz it all you want to, whatever. Moving right along. Right. What's the next question?
All right, okay. All right, if you, if I came over your house and I met you, and mm-hmm. you had more than three kids, what am I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I see you that way, Lo. I see you too, LaFonda. Y'all already on, but we just want to hear a question. All right,
I feel like if you come to my house and I got more than three kids, especially if they're by three different niggas, use the hoe. That's my answer. Well, I mean, goddamn, what's the answer then? Shit.
Okay, if you got more than three or more kids, we know you sucking dick. So don't let us get in the room talking about you don't suck dick. That's
okay,
what we
that wasn't the question though.
Yes,
you said more than three kids.
What
are you thinking?
Right, what am I thinking?
Okay, I mean,
if you got three kids,
that should be nothing new.
Exactly, but now you got a lot of women that say they don't. But now a man's thinking that, yeah, okay, you got three kids, don't be acting like you don't suck dick. We're getting this wrong, don't act like you don't suck dick.
Well, I mean, I don't know what planet they from.
What planet who from?
Shit, I ain't got but two, but I know how to get, I know what needs to be done.
Okay, but now. Okay.
Goddamn, hell.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you got to think like a man. You said you know how to think like a man. These are the things that men would be thinking.
But
all
you
right.
didn't say that.
I did say that.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
You
didn't say
that after you asked the question.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more. I'm going to give you one
more. Okay. And don't buzz me no goddamn more because you pissed me off.
Well, I'm sorry. If you got it wrong, you got it wrong. All right. I'm she say don't buzz.
I don't like that. I don't like that goddamn sound. That's like the sound of a loser, and I'm winning.
Oh, Lord. Okay, you drunk. That's what your ass is. All right. You know what?
Hey,
this
well, man, what can you expect? Goddamn, I found my aunt dead on the 28th. My daddy died on 31st. Hell, I need to be drunk.
All right. Well, we're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you feel good.
Okay.
All
right. Next question.
Take it down.
Don't buzz me. Even if I'm wrong, don't buzz me, nigga, because I'm coming wherever you at. I'm coming. Don't buzz me.
Okay. All right.
In other words, on translation, you that nigga, you keep on fucking up, she gonna kick your motherfucking ass, nigga.
Okay. I got a new question. I got a question that I didn't even ask nobody. So this one goes out to everybody. But I'm Rev, I want you to answer it first.
Okay.
If I met you, and you got a son who's real feminine. You got a son that's real feminine. What am I thinking?
He's goddamn fake. What, I mean, what else you gonna think?
Okay, all right. LaFonda, I'll see you back with us. What you think? What am I thinking? LaFonda? Okay, she's talking again. Janine, what am I thinking? If I met your son and he's real feminine, what am I thinking?
That you gonna fuck your kid up.
Okay. Sunshine. What am I thinking? What am I thinking? If I met your son, he's real feminine. What am I thinking?
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. I don't know. I pass on that one.
All right, well, Mother Nature.
That's funny, though.
Mother Nature. I met your son, and he's real feminine. What am I thinking?
Shit.
And he ain't gonna try to hit on me, is he?
You say what now?
He ain't gonna try to hit on me, is he?
Okay, well, everybody, I gotta give y'all this.
Now she told you couldn't put some others.
I mean, it was more than just her. So I'm gonna tell you. This is the answer. If your son is real feminine, I'm going to feel like, this motherfucker trying to get it. She's trying to get me to be her motherfucking new baby daddy. Because she wants somebody to teach this motherfucker how to be a man. Because she don't want no fag for a son. And when I say the feminine, I mean, I'm talking about the hand down, wearing the little tight shirts and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about, feminine. So now, let me go to my jury. B-Dub, you still with me, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm here.
B-Dub, am I lying?
Yeah, you right about that one. But I'll be looking at it like, shit. A lot of these niggas out here gay then, because that's all I see is tight pants and waving their hands.
Hey, you got a point.
Hey, man, you can't teach that, man. If it's in them, it's just in them, bro. That's just
exactly. But you know, a lot of times they be looking like, okay, they get a strong motherfucker. They gonna be like, all right, maybe he can get this up out of him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, Wick, do you feel I'm lying?
No, because that's why they got you there, the trap. But see. That could backfire on you too, though.
You okay?
So now you got this back motherfucker walking around. Huh? Yeah, because it depends on how you take it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could back. No, I said backfire on you.
Oh,
with her. You know what I'm saying? It could backfire on you. Because if you accept them, she's going to be like, well, I didn't bring you there to accept them. Now, if you discipline them too much, now she's going to be too mad on that.
Man, well, I guess you got a point. And last but not least, Father Time, I welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah. They need to teach us respect.
I agree with you, man.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. About what? About the respect part?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, to me and
Waylo
at?
Waylo hung up.
Really?
Yeah, Waylo hung up.
By choice?
All right.
Waylo made his case and said he done with that shit.
Yeah, well, now Waylo won the case, hands down. So LaFonda is sentenced to an hour of oral. She got to get the man oral pleasure for an hour.
Oh, damn.
We're not supposed to get her the sentence up to next week, now. Nah. Come on, now.
Nah. No, she got to know what to do now. Get a dog ready.
Where is that school
now? I need no damn song, just to let you know. I do not need no damn song. Trust me, I know how to get here very, very well.
When is this school happening?
I don't know, but
he said
I always say that.
He said your jaws ready.
I said get your jaws ready, baby. What you talking about?
I thought you said get a song ready so she'll know how to give head. I'm like, I don't need to get my dogs ready either because they don't take. First of all, if you do it right, he'll be coming in 15. Give him about 15 minutes. Maybe
Can you guarantee 15 minutes?
I can't guarantee 15 minutes because every man is different.
Wait a minute now. Motherfuckers have got on this show and then been guaranteed some shit. Now, can you guarantee 15 minutes?
I can't guarantee 15 minutes, but I can guarantee his ass go calm.
Okay, and he got an hour to do so. And if he do it within an hour, he gets... You got to keep on going. Get him hard and let it go again.
Mm-mm. Hold up. What pleasure am I getting out of giving somebody here if I'm not getting no dick up out of it?
Because you lost the jury. You lost. Hey, I'm going to go to prison. They don't want to go to prison.
there is four other dicks. So, with that being said, Waylo, you the first one on my
head. Hey, OJ Phil, he shouldn't be locked up for that damn stealing his own shit.
I'm just saying, man.
True that.
Like I said.
Well, take it. Come
like
on,
I
baby.
Said.
You made that
like
man.
Said,
that man. Hold on.
Like I said.
Hold on. Like I said, that man took his daughter elsewhere when he was supposed to be spending some quality time. Maybe mama probably pissed off at him because he brought her home a tad bit earlier than what he's supposed to. And he's sitting there waiting on your phone call, and you never call.
And he didn't either. Y'all, hell no. Y'all blaming that all on me, and he didn't either.
But this was your thing.
Hey, Cass, I'm sitting next to her when y'all bring in. I wasn't guilty either. Keep telling them that.
Look, now, either you going to do this or we going to send these bounty hunters out after you. Now, we got bounty hunters looking for you. You either going to come along peacefully or you going to... This is going to get rough. Now, I mean, your sentence is your sentence. We ain't set no date yet, but you have been sentenced. So what you going to do?
She like, fuck that. She finna skip bail. I told you don't let her ass out on bail, man.
All right, well, I guess. But before they hang us up, man, because we done ran way over, let's get up out of here. And as usual, you know, we got to go to our final words. And we're going to start Mother Nature. Mother Nature, you got any last words?
Oh, I just enjoyed the show tonight, and I will talk to y'all next week.
Whatever. See, now why you gotta be hostile? I ain't said nothing. And you get out of here, and when you get off the show, whatever you want to tell him, I don't care. You know what? You just been picking on me all night long, for two nights you've been picking at me. Why you picking at me? Because you called me Dusty for no reason, and I ain't nowhere near
Dusty. I didn't call you Dusty for no reason.
Whatever.
You waited that my man was playing Secret Lovers to somebody on the show. And everything else, now you want to act all innocent.
I got
back up on the show, so don't try to get out of it now.
I ain't getting out of that. Hey, you heard me say it. All right, Wick, you got any last words, dog?
Oh, yeah. Mosey, great show. Father Time. Oh, Dusty Old Cass, I'll be here next week.
Okay, that's what's up. Sunshine, you got any last words?
And what was this show?
Good night,
huh?
People.
God damn. He turned you sideways, huh? He's like, oh.
Not that.
He's like, oh. Good night, people. Okay. Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, I want to say that I'm very honored to accept the Secret Love Award. I'm
very
proud and honored. I feel so
loved. Can I present it to you? Can I be one of your presenters?
No. All right, boy. Y'all is some fools. B-Dub, you got last word for us, man?
It's your boy B-Dub here, street team manager, Who's Your Boy Entertainment. I'm sure you heard that before on the show. This is my first time calling. I enjoy myself tonight. And I just want to say this before I leave, man. Watch out for bike motorcycle riders out here in these streets when y'all riding. One of my little homies just got killed. Rest in peace, Ronnie K. the Kid, 219 Riders. Just watch your ass when you're out here in these cars. Watch for the motorcycles, man.
All right. That's what's up. Hey, Rev, you got any last words? Rev? Yes,
Rev watching something on TV.
Rev wanted to say I'm right and sincity.spruce.com.
Right. LaFonda, you got any last words for us? Damn, she just started her sentence already?
Yeah, I was wrong, and I'm gonna take my sentence at sincity.spruce.com.
You gonna speak for everybody tonight, Howard?
Alright, Dabble, dog, you got any last words, bruh?
Always, man. Sincity.spruce.com, y'all. That's what's cracking. Hey, ladies, I got a makeup link on there. Y'all need to go on there and check it out. Get that good shit. Anybody from Sin City get free shipping. That ass. We want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank y'all for calling in. We want to thank the people listening on the internet. All that good shit.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, man, I got to send a shout out to my man Fly Heavy, Keith Fly Heavy Baker. We finna make it happen, baby. We finna make magic, you know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for something real soon for the Sin City, because we finna make it happen. Fly Heavy, we gonna do this thing. All right, y'all, we out. Hey.